2021学年第二学期九年级英语适应性练习听力部分 Part 1 Listening Comprehension A. Listen and choose the right picture. 1. Look, Mr. White is giving a speech to all his colleagues in the company.
Look, Mr. White is giving a speech to all his colleagues in the company.
2.Every year, Lily and her brother plant a tree in the backyard together.
Every year, Lily and her brother plant a tree in the backyard together.
3. Hello, I'm calling to ask for some information about the flight to Hangzhou.
Hello, I'm calling to ask for some information about the flight to Hangzhou.
4.With less homework, students have more free time to take part in sports activities.
With less homework, students have more free time to take part in sports activities.
5. Bing Duanduan, a panda in an ice shell, was the mascot for the Beijing 2022 Winter Games.
Bing Duanduan, a panda in an ice shell, was the mascot for the Beijing 2022 Winter Games.
B. Listen to the dialogue and choose the best answer to the question you hear.
6. Jack, what do you think of the talk show on Channel 7 last night?
I enjoyed every minute of it.
Question. What does Jack think of the talk show?Jack, what do you think of the talk show on Channel 7 last night?
I enjoyed every minute of it.
Question. What does Jack think of the talk show?
7. You look terrible. What's the matter?
I have a stomachache. Could you send me to the hospital? I'm too weak to drive myself.
Okay, I'll call you a taxi right away.
Question.How will the woman probably go to the hospital?
You look terrible. What's the matter?
I have a stomachache. Could you send me to the hospital? I'm too weak to drive myself.
Okay, I'll call you a taxi right away.
Question. How will the woman probably go to the hospital? 8. Hello, what can I do for you?
I have booked a room online, and I'd like to check in now.
Okay. May I have your name and ID card, please?
Yes, Peter Green. Here's the ID card.
Question. Where does the dialogue probably take place? Hello, what can I do for you?
I've booked a room online, and I'd like to check in now.
Okay. May I have your name and ID card, please?
Yes.Peter Green, here's the ID card.
Question. Where does the dialogue probably take place?
9. What do you think life will be like in 50 years' time?
Perhaps there will be less air pollution and water pollution. Houses will be built under the sea. People will probably have trips to the space.
Question. What are the speakers talking about?What do you think life will be like in 50 years' time?
Perhaps there will be less air pollution and water pollution. Houses will be built under the sea. People will probably have trips to the space.
Question. What are the speakers talking about? 10. Have you been to the new Italian restaurant in our neighborhood? I heard it was a hit.
Yes, you have to wait over an hour to get a table for two, but it's really worth the time.
Question. What does the woman mean? Have you been to the new Italian restaurant in our neighborhood? I heard it was a hit.
Yes, you have to wait over an hour to get a table for two, but it's really worth the time.
Question. What does the woman mean? C. Listen to the passage and tell whether the following statements are true or false. Mike was a student and he got a part-time job at the zoo. On his first day, the boss took him to the ape cage. It was empty. The ape was sick and couldn't be there for a week. The boss asked Mike to put on an ape suit and sit in the cage. This way, the visitors would have something to look at. Mike thought it was fun. So the next day, he put on the suit and climbed into the cage. Soon, there was a crowd of children coming to see the ape. I should do something to make them happy, Mike thought to himself. Then he grabbed a rope in the cage and started to swing. He swung higher and higher. Suddenly, he flew out and dropped down into the next cage. A large group of people crowded to watch in fear. Mike dropped right into the lion cage. Mike ran to the front of the cage and shouted, "Help me! I'm not a real ape!" The lion jumped on his back. Mike was sure he would die. Then he heard a voice from behind. "Be quiet, or you'll get both of us fired."
Mike was a student and he got a part-time job at the zoo. On his first day, the boss took him to the ape cage. It was empty. The ape was sick and couldn't be there for a week. The boss asked Mike to put on an ape suit and sit in the cage. This way, the visitors would have something to look at. Mike thought it was fun. So, the next day, he put on the suit and climbed into the cage. Soon, there was a crowd of children coming to see the ape. I should do something to make them happy, Mike thought to himself. Then he grabbed a rope in the cage and started to swing. He swung higher and higher. Suddenly, he flew out and dropped down into the next cage. A large group of people crowded to watch in fear. Mike dropped right into the lion cage. Mike ran to the front of the cage and shouted, "Help me! I'm not a real ape!" The lion jumped on his back. Mike was sure he would die. Then he heard a voice from behind. "Be quiet, or you will get both of us fired."
D. Listen to a dialogue and complete the following sentences. Abby and John are juniors in college. They are talking about the plans for the coming holiday between classes.
I'm so excited. I finally booked my flight and get to spend 10 days in Germany.
Good for you. Can you speak German?
A little. I've studied German for 3 years, so I want to use it now.
Will you travel alone or with someone else?
I want to travel alone this time. I've been so busy. I need a break for everything.
But traveling alone could be dangerous.
I know. I plan to be very careful.
Make sure you are careful. But traveling with someone else isn't bad. You could share experiences with each other. Some people even develop strong relationships after traveling together.
Or we could end up with feeling sad with each other. The whole trip could be a disaster. I mean, what if we want to do totally different things?
You could have days where you each go on your own and do what you want.
But I also want to meet new people there, both local people and other tourists.
Well, okay then. Promise me you'll think about what I said. Abby and John are juniors in college. They are talking about the plans for the coming holiday between classes.
I'm so excited. I finally booked my flight and get to spend 10 days in Germany.
Good for you. Can you speak German?
A little. I've studied German for 3 years, so I want to use it now.
We travel alone or with someone else?
I want to travel alone this time. I've been so busy. I need a break for everything.
But traveling alone could be dangerous.
I know. I plan to be very careful.
Make sure you are careful. But traveling with someone else isn't bad. You could share experiences with each other. Some people even develop strong relationships after traveling together.
Or we could end up with feeling sad with each other. The whole trip could be a disaster. I mean, what if we want to do totally different things?
You could have days where you each go on your own and do what you want.
But I also want to meet new people there, both local people and other tourists.
Well, okay then. Promise me you'll think about what I said.
听力部分到此结束，请同学们继续答题。